Hey, it's Carlos. Welcome back. It's time to learn those little tricks, those little secrets to melt his heart. As a matter of fact, today we're talking about some specific, let's call them heat applying techniques that literally do melt men. 7 man melting phrases that make a man fall for you. See, there's this hidden key to getting a man to melt for you and fall for you. And it's a lot easier than you might actually imagine. The key here is in the intention behind what you say to him. Let me explain. When you talk to a man, what is usually on your mind? Of course, you want him to like you and feel attracted to you. But if you're only focused on getting him to appreciate you, you're going to miss out on the biggest opportunity of your life. And that's the opportunity to appreciate him. This is probably the single biggest mistake that women make with men, but it's also the easiest to fix. Mind you, I'm not talking about casual compliments on his looks. Those don't really do a whole lot for guys, other than maybe artificially pumping up his ego. There's a saying in the business world that you want to lead with a giving hand. What does that mean? Lead with a giving hand. Well, I use it quite a bit, and once I realized what it was capable of, it became one of the most powerful, influential tools in my toolbox, or my Batman utility belt, if you will, of influence. And what it simply means is that if you want to turn a prospect into a customer, in other words, if you want to turn somebody like a guy that you just know into some guy that just adores you, you should think more about what you have to offer them before you try to get something back from them. So to that end, I'm going to share some man-melting phrases that will get him to fall in love with you. Man-melting phrase numero uno, number one, appreciate his unknown. Every guy has something that he does that he's secretly proud of, and yet almost nobody knows about it. He might be good at the violin, or maybe he's a swing dancer, or he knows how to tie 57 different knots. Maybe he's an Eagle Scout, or maybe he has the world's biggest collection of arrowheads. I don't care what it is, whatever it is, I guarantee you, your man has one, and you just need to find it. The key is that it can't be something that everybody already knows about, all right? Because when somebody hears a compliment about something all the time, they totally stop registering those compliments after a while. But if you can find the thing he doesn't talk about or reveal to others, you'll be the one unique person who saw something in him that the others didn't. And that's huge. Sometimes that hidden thing is not just the accomplishment either. Look deeper and appreciate him for the character trait that got him to where he is. Let's say he's the top salesperson in his company. Most people would compliment the accomplishment without looking at what it took to get there, the persistence and the drive. If you mention to him how you admire that quality about him, you're going to totally light him up with passionate desire. You might say something like, "Sweetie, I'm proud of you and not that surprised. I've always known that you have the persistence and focus to get what you want." Whoa. Instant melt right there. All right, man melting phrase number 2, appreciate his perception. Every guy wants to believe in his ability to make good choices. When a guy makes a good choice and it pays off in some way, he feels validated on just about every level of his being. This drive to be an effective leader is in every man's genetic blueprint. So when you appreciate his choices, and by virtue of this, his perception, you validate him. For example, one of the places men often want to get some credit is for their sense of style and appearance. So when you see that he's chosen some nice jeans or a fashionable shirt, let him know about it. That's the kind of compliment that a guy wants to own. And even if he's like the worst with his sense of style and appearance, there's always something you can find, right? Maybe it's a cool ring he wears, maybe it's, I don't know, it's something. But find it, or even pick it out of his wardrobe and say, "Hey, honey, this is awesome. I can't believe you got this shirt. You got to wear this for me," right? He's going to feel great about that. And guess what? You get to get him outside in something other than those other clothes. All right, man melting phrase number 3, appreciate his inner tiger. Look, every man wants to think of himself as a sexual tiger. A man wants to believe in his virility every bit as much as you want to protect your fertility. So one of the best things you can do is to give him a dose of affirmation. And I'm not just talking in the bedroom either. Whenever you have the chance, you want to be, not just act, you want to be surprised about him when you two are intimate. And by surprised, I mean surprised about a certain part of him. For example, you might say something like, "Have you gotten bigger?" Now, of course, he wants to believe that he's miraculously grown down there, even if it's really unlikely. And guys do vary in size on occasion. Sometimes he might be a little bigger, sometimes a little smaller. So it's not like you'll be lying, although this is one fib he won't argue with, okay? It's one of the reasons saying you feel so big is a great thing to tell him in the throes of passion. You're just telling him he feels big, not that he actually is big. Huh? Get it? See? You see how that works? So you don't have to worry about justifying his manhood falsely, right? Let him know he's satisfying you, and you will both win out in the end. Trust me on that one. All right, man melting phrase number 4, tell him what you feel. One of the best phrases is to simply tell a man you love him. Guys love to hear that from their girl. And just hearing what you're feeling when you're feeling it is huge for a guy, as long as it's something, as long as it's not something that you're looking to him to fix. You see, sometimes a guy just wants to hear how good he makes you feel. Pretty simple, huh? All right, man melting phrase number 5, make him a masculine man. Now, every man wants to feel like he's a manly man. No man ever wants to feel like a wimp. Think about it. What's the worst insult you can hit a man with? Wimp or pussy? Don't be such a girl, right? You ever hear other guys or when kids are younger insulting each other, especially boys like that? It's not that being a woman in and of itself is bad to a guy. Okay, that's not the point. It's an insult to a man because women are allowed to be women. Women are allowed to be the way that men are not allowed to be. This is a fact that confuses many of the feminists out there, and it needs to be understood. A man is expected to be strong. And if he's branded as weak, he's pretty much doomed. So a guy wants to hear that he's a strong source of manliness in your life. Some of the ways you can say that are, I feel so safe when I'm around you. Or, I feel taken care of when I'm near you. Or, you make me feel invincible when I'm around you. You want to trigger his primal instincts of being the warrior man who knows he can protect his woman. Even if you don't need this from him, he needs to believe he can provide it. Another way to melt him is to tell him that you flat out want him. Bad. Okay, every man wants the boost of ego from knowing that he makes a woman so overpowered with desire that she would drag him into bed. The same way a woman wants to know that she can make a man feel the same way about her. All right, man melting phrase number 6, raw appreciation. One of the best things you can do to get a commitment from a man is to get him experiencing the emotions and the brain chemicals that come from the feeling of strong attachment to you. These hormones have the same kind of addictive quality to them that drugs like opium and heroin have on the nervous system. I know that sounds pretty wild, huh? Of course, you don't want him to be a junkie, but you know what? A love junkie is an entirely different story. One of the ways you can do this is to simply express raw appreciation and gratitude to him. It's also one of the simplest love phrases you can use. Just try this one on for size. I love it when you... And then fill in the blank at the end of that. Every guy wants to know what he's doing to make you happy. It's a primary drive for men, and we never get tired of hearing about it, mostly because it's so rare to actually hear about it from a woman. When a guy doesn't get enough appreciation from his woman, his eye starts to wander. Conversely, appreciation is one of the most potent sources of love a man can experience from you, and it will bond him to you like nothing else. All right, man melting phrase number 7, accept the reality. One of the hardest things for a woman to accept is that a man will sometimes not feel that your relationship is a priority. In fact, you might have felt a gut punch of truth right there when I said that, right? It's real, though. And if you're really being honest with yourself, you will admit that he's not always your priority either. Here's a killer man melting phrase that will knock him on his backside. Look, I know that sometimes your sports, your friends, or even an occasional video game or two will be more important than us. And I'm okay with that. Yowza! Now, I can tell you from experience that guys never, ever hear a woman say that sort of thing to them. And yet, it's probably the most amazing thing a woman could say to us next to, I just bought you a Ferrari. Okay? But the best part is that you don't even have to mean it, all right? Now, I'm not saying you have to lie, absolutely not. But the fact is that if you say that phrase to him, he will immediately want to know how to win you over again. Let me say it again, because I want you to hear this. Look, I know that sometimes your sports, your friends, or even an occasional video game or two will be more important than us for a time. And I'm okay with that. You see, he just has to understand that you are comfortable enough in yourself, meaning you're not insecure, that you can give him this space. That's all he needs to hear to feel safe enough to pull you close to him once again. But there's another way to get him to really open up to you, and it's something that I've just scratched the surface of talking with you here. If you know what words you use trigger a man to attraction, desire, and obsession, you can open his heart and swim in his love. The secret is knowing how to trigger a man's compulsive desire for you. And all you have to do is flip his obsession switch. It's very simple, and I even have a free video presentation for you, a quick presentation, training presentation, whatever you like to call it, but go on over and watch it right now. You can learn how to flip this switch in a man's mind. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/obsession. That's datingadviceguru.com/obsession. Now, I know you're probably listening to this on your phone or some other device. I don't care. When you get back to your phone or your computer, actually you can do this on your phone. Go on your phone right now. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/obsession and watch the video there. It's important. It's important that women everywhere know how to do this. Change, times are changing. Things are changing in relationships every day and how men are relating to women, and it's not getting better. For you to have the edge, you're going to need to know this stuff. Go find it out. I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com, and as always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.